This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Purnaik, reviewed the security scenario of the state with the Director General of Police, Dr. Shiv Darshan Singh Jamwal, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. With special reference to the Tirap Changlang Longding region, the governor reiterated that public trust is the cornerstone of effective policing, and it must be nurtured through consistent engagement, transparency and fairness in action. He emphasized the need to review the deployment of police personnel as well as the strategic location of police stations and outposts in the TCL region. Emphasizing the urgent need for early implementation of border fencing, the governor stressed that a well-secured border is fundamental to safeguarding the nation's sovereignty. He called for coordinated efforts among all concerned agencies to expedite the process with utmost priority and diligence. Due to heavy winds caused by a localized cyclonic condition, on 25th April 2026, towers A and D at location number 30 of the 132 kV transmission line owned by Power Grid in between the Hoj Power House of Panyur Hydroelectric Plant and 0-132-33 kV substation near Posa village of K. Panyur district of Arunachal Pradesh have sustained major damages. Immediate repair work is required to prevent further structural failure. Accordingly, a continuous shutdown of the affected transmission line has been approved by the Northeastern Regional Power Committee for 8-10 days, effective from 7th May 2026, for the rectification works. During this shutdown period, grid power supply is expected to be affected in the districts of K. Panyur, Kradadi, Kurunkume, Lower Subansiri, Kamle, Upper Subansiri, Leparada, Lower Siang, West Siang, Siang and East Siang. The electricity consumers and general denizens of the affected districts are requested cooperation in bearing with the situation and the inconvenience caused. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with Rajya Sabha MP Navam Rebia, Cabinet colleague Balo Raja and Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, felicitated and handed over the orders of appointment to the successful candidates of the Non-Ministerial Technical Examination 2025 conducted by the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board. The Chief Minister informed that out of 225 sanctioned posts, 183 were filled through the examination, with 166 candidates receiving appointment orders, while some posts remain vacant due to eligibility constraints or candidates opting for other opportunities. He assured that the government would consider introducing a waiting list system in future recruitment to ensure optimal utilization of vacancies and improve efficiency in the selection process. He encouraged the newly appointed candidates to set higher goals, urging them to aspire for competitive examinations such as APCS and even the UPSC. Associate NCC officers and cadets were honored at an award ceremony held today at the DK Convention Center at IG Park, Itanagar, for their contributions to the National Cadet Corps in Arunachal Pradesh. 8 associate NCC officers received cash incentives of ₹50,000 each for their service in promoting NCC activities. 40 NCC cadets were given ₹40,000 each for achievements at the state and national level. The event aimed to encourage youth to participate in NCC and pursue careers in the armed forces and police. Muchu Mithi attended as the chief guest. Amjad Tak was the guest of honor. The Department of Trade and Commerce, Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, has sponsored the fourth batch of 20 nominees to attend a five-day management development program on exports at the Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, Kolkata, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India. The training program was inaugurated at the IIFT Kolkata campus on Monday. Organized in collaboration with Excel Center for Export Facilitation, IIFT Kolkata, the event aims to equip regional business leaders with technical expertise required for international trade. The training will conclude on May 8, 2026. The Vibrant Village program initiated for the NCC cadets of 1 AP Battalion NCC in Itanagar under the leadership of commanding officer marked a significant step towards community development and cultural preservation in Meche Marde village of Upper Subansiri district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.